You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network, brought to you every week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. And now, your host, Mark Walters.
Hour number two of Armed American Radio. Hey, all you anti-gunners, we're back. You can't get rid of us that quick. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm your host, Mark Walters, a.k.a. the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine, the flagship publication of the USCCA, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. You'll find some great stuff in there, magazine, forum, everything else. Feel free to join this evening's broadcast at 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. Or feel free. The technology is flowing. We're getting tons of emails and Twitters. You can reach out to me live in the studio this evening at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Don't be shy. If you're in front of your computer, open up another browser window there and shoot us an email. Or you can tweet me. Get that. Tweet me. twitter.com/AARmark. You know, there was a lot happening this week. A couple things went down that I didn't get a chance to cover at the beginning of the first hour. Felons learning hard lessons. This is from the News Tribune out in Missouri. That was an anti-gun paper clarifying the fact that the armed, lawfully armed citizen does, in fact, stop and deter crime. Boy, that is something we all were wondering about, right? I'm not going to read the copyrighted material, but you can check it out at the News Tribune in Missouri. Actually came out on October 20th. So, it gives a couple statistics here, and the sheriff likes it. All the fears over conceal and carry have never manifested themselves. The paper flat out says we concede the point. That's the News Tribune, so it's good to see that. Washington Times on the 22nd, when I was out there with Tiger McKee, who we'll get back to in just a couple minutes, editorial, the feds take a shot at guns, the Centers for Disease Control. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but, man, look it up. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has been forbidden by Congress from doing research on gun control issues for years. They have been forbidden from doing that. But those types of things don't seem to bother the Obama administration. It doesn't matter to them. So they mention that with the wave of a hand, the CDC has simply redefined gun control research so the ban no longer applies. Go check it out at the Washington Times. It's Thursday, October 22nd's editorial. And we're back with Tiger McKee from Shoot Right Academy, Langston, Alabama. A fun day was had by me last Thursday. We're going to continue that discussion and go into a little bit more detail. We're getting a lot of emails here, Tiger, telling us that great stuff. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. People are learning, and that's what this is about. But I want to quote your book again. In a one-on-one fight, there are three possible outcomes. You win, he wins, you both kill each other. Only one of these is acceptable. When you have multiple opponents, the outcomes stack against you even more. The longer the fight lasts, the more difficult victory becomes. End the fight as quickly as possible with the least amount of effort necessary. Man, oh man. Tell it like it is.
Fights are ugly and nasty, and we don't want to be in a long, drawn-out fight. We want to end that confrontation as quickly as possible. The most efficient way to do that, if we do have to fight, is using firearms.
Yeah, there's groups of people out there. I've often wondered if there were factions inside Apache encampments years ago that wanted to instill some type of bow control. You know, where did all of this come from? You hear people say that gun control is, you know, we all know what gun control is. It's a hindrance of you and I. It's a hindrance of the law-abiding citizen. It's a hindrance of the listener to this broadcast. And, you know, it doesn't affect criminals. Criminals are criminals. I've never met a murderer that didn't break the law. And just because somebody was, quote-unquote, law-abiding yesterday and killed somebody tomorrow, that argument doesn't hold water with me. And I would like to point out at this point in time, simply because I reminded myself of it, Tiger, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution a couple weeks back was working overtime, brother, just kicking out the anti-gun hit pieces. And I had asked Maureen Downey to appear with me on Armed American Radio in the studio with me, and she has not responded to that request, so we'll accept that answer as a no. She doesn't want to come into the studio. And, you know, based on that, I did a little bit of thinking, and, I've determined that the anti-gunners, I'm not going to waste our listeners' very valuable airtime so that they can get this forum, they can blow their wind on this forum. They can, you know, listeners want to pick that up, they can go back and they can watch O'Reilly, they can listen to Hannity and Combs and go back and see reruns of that if they want to hear a back and forth. But our airtime is very valuable, and the anti-gunners just simply aren't welcome here. The whole mantra of this program is that the Second Amendment is not open for debate on Armed American Radio. This is Armed American Radio, not Unarmed American Radio, and we're going to keep it that way. Anybody disagrees with me, feel free to send me an email, and we'll obviously consider your opinions. Okay, Tiger, going back to what we did on Thursday, we talked a little bit about the basics presentation. We talked about the importance of trigger control. We talked about moving, getting off the X, moving to the right, moving to the left, pressing the trigger, keeping all of those thoughts together as you have commands being barked at you and as you're trying to think about these things. And the biggest mistake that I made, and please feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, was I was shooting too quickly. I was thinking faster than I was acting. Is that a proper way to describe it from time to time?
Yeah, and that's what I would say. The majority of most people's problem is that they want to go too fast. And what we've got to be able to do is apply all of these fundamental things. So it's not difficult to shoot your weapon. Reloading it is not that much of a problem. Moving isn't really a big deal. Communicating with the threat's not that complicated. But when you start trying to do all of these fundamental simple things and put them into one package, apply them at one time, that's when the complexity develops.
And the dynamic changes.
Oh, definitely. And what we've got to remember is, like we talked about on the range there, say you're doing an 8-step process or sequence, your mind is always functioning at a much faster rate than your body can perform. So by the time your body's on step 1.5, your mind has already cycled through that 8-step sequence, and now it's telling your body it's way behind. You try to catch up by going fast, then you make mistakes, fumble stuff, and it actually takes you longer to perform that task than if you had slowed down and done it properly to begin with.
And, in fact, the word that we used when we were having that discussion was panic. You go into panic mode when your brain gets ahead of yourself like that and the actions become jumbled. Now you start to fumble because you're panicked and akin to drowning. Once you lose your mind like that, trying to regain your necessary steps to come back to the fundamentals are going to be, probably not going to be, but will be impossible to do.
Yeah, it'll be difficult. And what happens is that you go to a completely reactive state. So now instead of being active and dictating the actions that you're going to perform, you go into a reactive state and you simply start reacting to what's being done or what's happening around you instead of taking control of that situation and applying the skills that you know you need to solve that problem.
I want to tell the person who's thinking right now about taking some courses like yours. And one of the things that I was an awful lot of fun with you was I had three magazines with me, two in a pouch, one in the pistol. And I recall running out of ammunition and saying, okay, I'm out. You said, no, you're not. The fight's still continuing. Fake him out. And I saw you and Tom talking about that today on Personal Defense TV. Man, it was brilliant. You know, that's the mindset that you have to get yourself into. Tell everybody listening what that means. What did you mean by fake him out?
Well, in that particular situation, you had shot all your ammunition. You didn't have any more magazines to reload. You're standing there with the slide locked to the rear on your pistol, which is sort of the universal, okay, I'm empty, come attack me. What we do is just pretend to reload the pistol. We go ahead and dump that magazine, cycle that slide, point it at the threat, still apply our aggressive actions, retreating, withdrawing, going to cover. They don't know that the weapon's empty, and you're bluffing, but if it works, it works. It's better than doing nothing, and that might buy you the time you need to get to area safety, access another weapon or something like that. Anything is better than just standing there with an empty pistol and the slide locked to the rear.
Well, then you go into that panic mindset again.
And exactly.
What happened to me on a couple instances there that you corrected me was to rip that slide back after my pistol went empty, pull a tactical reload, drop that magazine, put another magazine into the handgun, and ripped that slide back. Now, in several cases, my slide had punched itself forward on its own, at which point you made the comment to me, don't worry about it. So you've stripped another round. You have got to get into that mindset and that repetitiveness so that you don't stop doing that. Don't ever think that your pistol is going to react the same every time. You have to react the same every time. Now, we're getting ready to take a quick break for the first segment. When we come back, we've got a caller on the line, Roger in Medford, Indiana, who wants to ask a question, and we're going to go to Roger right after these messages. So stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network with Tiger McKee. I'm your host, Mark Walters, and we'll be right back with a call from Medford, Indiana. See you in just a couple seconds. Don't go away.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's 3-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the 3-step plan, I saw the value of it and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy. And if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
You are back on the Armed American Radio Network. I've got a couple tweets back here. Crusader, again, is back on the tweet here. He says, that bluff is brilliant, Tiger. So, we're hitting home there with folks who, you know, like me, the range dogs, that don't get to you as often as we'd like to. That bluff is brilliant. That's from Crusader. And he also says in the same line, thank you for keeping a space free from anti-gunners. Well, you're very welcome. They have enough space out there. This one belongs to us, and it belongs to you. So, El Nomoro, El Welcomo for the anti-gunners on Armed American Radio. We haven't had one on yet. I've been flirting with that idea. We can toss it right out the window, crumple it up. It's gone. They're history. They can go anywhere else they want to. We're going to talk about our guns and our rights. Folks, reach out to me. 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566, or catch it at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and we'll read you on the live on the air. And tweet me. Twitter.com/AARMark. We're getting a bunch of them in. Tiger, welcome back to Armed American Radio. We got a call here from Roger. You ready to pick it up and see what we can do here for him?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do it. Roger, welcome to Armed American Radio. You are in Medford, Indiana, and you've got a question for us. Fire away, my friend.
Yes, sir. Good evening. I was wondering, it's been, I think, a little over a year since they repealed that gun control law in Washington, D.C., I was wondering, since then, has there been any change one way or the other in the crime statistics?
You know, I don't know. That's a great question, and that's one I'd probably defer over to Dane Von Breichenruckardt, who's joined this program a number of times from D.C., and of course you're referring to the Heller decision.
Yeah.
Tiger, have you heard anything at all about, D.C. statistics since that's been repealed? Of course, Washington, D.C. has done everything they can, unlawfully so, I might add, to block law-abiding citizens. But have you heard anything?
No, I haven't, which sort of makes me suspect, because if it actually did decrease crime, I truly wonder if that would get much media play.
Yeah, that's a great point. I don't think it would. Roger, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it very much. Keep
You're
listening
welcome.
To us up there in Medford, Indiana, and stay warm.
Take care now.
You betcha. Tiger, another quote from your book. During stressful situations, 90% of sensory input is acquired visually. If you don't keep eyes up and searching, scanning, or allow yourself to become visually fixated on one specific thing, you will miss something important. Unprepared or poorly trained persons will experience a chain reaction or escalating stress that increases heart rate, creates a loss of motor skills, and restricts your peripheral vision and depth of focus. Managing stress is accomplished by controlling heart rate. Man, that's another issue, that when you're having the commands barked at you and you're trying to concentrate and listen to you on the range deck, and now you've got to stop and you're scanning from left to right. A lot of people, you don't do these things on the range. Tell the listener why that is just so vital.
For one thing, by scanning, which we're using our head and eyes to look around us to assess the situation, the environment around us, it actually breaks us away from that visual fixation that we tend to get into when the adrenaline dumps into our body. So we break away from the threat that's on the ground or the possible threat. We need to start looking around, because we know that in over 50% of violent encounters, there's more than one threat we have to deal with. So if they're smart, and there are a lot of smart bad guys out there, while one person's attracting your attention, their buddy's coming from your flank or from your rear, you need to see them, assess the situation, decide what you're going to do before they hurt you.
And you practice that, and it becomes part of that repetitive motion. I made the comment to you on the range that I said, oh, yeah, muscle memory. Tell the listener how you responded to me with that.
Well, when people use that term, that's really not very correct, because what I always tell everybody is that individual muscles don't have a brain, so they can't really remember anything. All the muscles do are what your mind tells you to do. or tells them to do. So what you're doing when you're learning skills, initially when you start learning a skill, the impulse path that the impulse takes from your mind to the muscle is sort of like a dirt road. When you start doing a little bit more of it, a little more repetition, it becomes like a two-laned paved road. The impulse is going from your brain to the muscle a little quicker. After a lot of repetitions, it becomes like a super interstate highway, and that impulse is zipping from the mind to the muscle, and the reaction is immediate.
Now, you have studied an awful lot of psychology and incorporated that into your work.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
And that gets back to the thing about fights are 95% a mental process. Anybody can learn how to shoot, reload their weapon, and that type stuff, but fighting is a mental process. So to teach it, you have to really understand psychology, how people learn, the best way they're going to learn, and maximize the time that they get spent on the range or training with an instructor. So you have to understand psychology to get this stuff across to your students.
Tiger, since guns have been flying off the shelves and you being out there at Shoot Right Academy, I know your classes are booking up quick, right?
Yes, sir.
You've got, let's tell folks what's available out there at Shoot Right. You've got defensive hand. I'm actually looking on your website now, and you've got the handgun courses start with defensive handgun. The class covers the basics of handgun use, handgun tactics, combative handgun, revolver, and concealed carry. Can you tell us a little bit about each one of those and where maybe the new guy or gal who just picked up a handgun last month should start?
Well, if you're new to shooting and you don't have very much knowledge or experience, what we highly recommend is just taking like a basic NRA class that's going to teach you some of the fundamentals as far as safety goes, how to load, unload your weapon, how it operates, and that type stuff. If you're a shooter that has some experience, you've been shooting for a while, you're sort of familiar with it, but you've never taken any instruction like that, then what we recommend is the defensive handgun, which basically focuses on three areas: marksmanship, and we're talking about combative marksmanship, not just shooting a bullseye, your weapon manipulations, all the skills that you need to operate that weapon and keep it functioning, and then, of course, the mindset issues, how you need to be thinking, what you need to be thinking, and that type stuff, and the basic tactics like movement to create distance and put more ground between you and the threat and that type stuff.
It's all tied together. I'm going to transition here to the rifle. Let's go over to the rifle real quick, because you cover so much at Shoot Right. I don't want to just focus on one area, but you've got carbine courses, precision rifle, specialty courses, and basic instruction. So, time is always of the essence on this broadcast, and we are getting ready to take a break in about, just under a minute. Tell us real quickly, which is the most popular carbine course?
The defensive carbine is the most popular one by far, and that's like the first level of our actual fighting courses. And we have a lot of civilians that are coming to take that class because a lot of them are buying ARs now, especially with the political climate the way it is. Makes a great weapon for home defense. And then a lot of your law enforcement departments.
Tiger, I need to ask you to hold 1 second for me. We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break, and Kathy Jackson will be with us on the air, too. We'll be right back, everybody. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
The credit card companies have received government bailouts, and you're still struggling to make ends meet. If you are behind on your credit card payments, call for powerful, free information and consultation from Financial Freedom of America. The facts are, Financial Freedom of America can show you how to cut your credit card debt in half, and the credit card companies are willing to negotiate for less than what you owe. So now is the time to act. If you need a partner to work on your behalf, call now to get maximum savings off your debts. Financial Freedom of America settled over $27 million in credit card debt last year alone. They can do the same for you. It all starts with a free 10-minute personal and confidential consultation. There is no cost or obligation to find out about this life-changing program. Individual results may vary, not available in all states. So call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191. If you need a personal bailout, call 800-804-0191. 800-804-0191.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heest. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business, and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Out of every 100 men, 10 shouldn't even be here. 80 are just targets. 9 are the real fighters. And we are lucky to have them, for they make the battle. Ah, but the one. One is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. Tiger, you want to pronounce that Greek's name from 500 B.C. from your book?
You know what? I've got such a bad southern accent, I hate to slaughter it.
Well, I looked at it, and my eyesight's so bad anymore. My arms aren't long enough to hold the menu out. I when I first glanced at it, I thought it said Hercules, but it looks like Heraclitus. Is that pronounced right?
Yeah, I believe that's it.
I probably abused his name, but he's not going to come back to tell me. But, man, is that important stuff. Ah, but the one is a warrior, and he will bring the others back. And there's a lot of folks that live by that stuff. Tiger, we're going to be joined here right now by Kathy Jackson. Kathy Jackson is a trainer with LFI, with Masad Ayoub and the Firearms Academy of Seattle.
Right.
And managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, my good friend and my co-author of the book that I dropped off for you. And she joins us now. Kathy Jackson, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Always a pleasure.
Thank you, Mark. It's good to be here. I do need to make one correction on that introduction. I am not with LFI. I do have the Judicious Use of Deadly Force instructor credential, but I think a lot of people can say that. So.
Bingo. Okay, well, that's okay. Thanks for the correction. I did get the Seattle firearms case. Sometimes I get that backwards when we talk, even in personal conversation. So you didn't correct me there. I know I'm right. Kathy, when we talked earlier and I mentioned that I was out at attending ShootRite on Thursday, the first thing that came out of your lips was Tiger McKee.
Tiger McKee.
So you're familiar with him?
I am familiar with his work. It's good to talk to you.
Same here.
Have you been listening to the previous?
How did the training go there?
I know what the way I came out of it. I'd have to ask Tiger, and I told him before I left Alabama and headed the 120 miles back through that beautiful countryside, hey, I got broad shoulders, you know? So I would have to defer that to Tiger.
Yeah, I was pleased with the progress we made. We were, you know, together for a short time, but we covered a lot of material.
Okay.
Yeah, that AR, Kathy, I told you before, I really realized what I didn't know about that weapon. You go from range dog with the AR-15 to learning the defensive tactics that he teaches, and boy, oh boy, what an eye-opener that is, for crying out loud. It's brutal. Tiger, have you had an opportunity to look at our book yet? I want to plug that while I've got Kathy on with us.
Yeah, I've actually looked through it. I haven't had time to sit down and read, but I've glanced through it, and it's sitting by my bed waiting for some time to really get into it.
That'll work. Kathy, want to comment on it and let him know what he needs to know about Lessons from Armed America?
Mark, I'll tell you the truth. My own mother told me probably 2 weeks after I gave her her copy, she said, I'm only about halfway through it. She says, there's a lot of material in there. She says, I'm just having to think about it a lot, and so I can't read it as fast as I wanted to. And, you know, that is what I'm hearing from a lot of people. It seems like they zoom through the stories and then slow down a bit and then zoom through the next story. And we're getting a lot of feedback from people who say, wow, they had never really thought about some of the foundational things that we talk about in the book. And I think you did an awesome job with the stories that just really, really draw you into it, and you realize that real life is a little bit messier than the fantasy that we all want to live.
Oh, Tiger, how true is that? That's why you teach what you teach.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the good thing about what you guys have done is you put together some stories and stuff that have actually happened, and it's given other people the opportunity to learn from others' experience.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've heard is that, you know, reading the stories is very compelling. People like to read that stuff. It's like the, you know, I've got a copy of it right here, America's First Freedom, which I won't even have a chance to get to. There's some great stuff in there. But a lot of people go right to The Armed American, you know, the reports of, you know, the actual fights that have taken place. People like to read those columns. It's compelling stuff because it's real life. It's real life. And it's kind of an easy read because you get into it. And then you go into the teaching function that Kathy so eloquently put together. And I, you know, as a co-author of it, I find something different in there that you put in there, Kathy, every time I look at it. And I do look at it. I look at it all the time. And I do. I honestly find something different in it because I approach it different from each individual story. So it's a good read, Tiger. Enjoy it. You know, I think I even signed yours, man.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a bad gig. Kathy, have you been listening to some of the stuff we've been talking about relative to the training?
If I told you I had, it wouldn't be telling you the truth. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I only just dialed in. I got the family all settled down and was staring at the clock and said, oh, my gosh, I've got to pick up the phone right now if I want to get in on this.
Yeah, we were talking about some of the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals that Tiger teaches out at ShootRite. And I know that they will be very similar to some of the fundamentals that you guys teach out at the Academy in Seattle.
Well, I believe the fundamentals are always the same. We occasionally will have differences from one school to the other as far as the specifics and how those fundamentals are applied. But I think the fundamentals are always the same.
Tiger, you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And like she mentioned, every instructor is going to approach things from a little bit different viewpoint. And that's one of the things I tell my students is get out there and train with other instructors because you're going to learn something unique and different from each instructor that you work with.
Now, are you familiar, Tiger, with Gila Hayes and Marty Hayes out there in Seattle?
I know who they are, yes, sir.
The one of the last personal defense ones I saw, Kathy, you and I talked about this today, was some of the carbine techniques that Marty was working with Tom Gresham on. And very fun stuff to watch. And then to actually experience some of that and just the very basics, ladies and gentlemen, the very basics with Tiger. We just didn't have the time. to do what I would have loved to have done, what I fully intend on doing, and what you should do too, and that's get out there and take that training if at all possible, especially if you're down in the Southeast and can get there quickly like I was able to do. But those techniques, I assume, Tiger, would be the same too. You're still going to see the same fundamentals with the rifle versus the pistol?
Yes, sir. And what we try to do here especially is, like we did during the class there, try to keep the operations and manipulations of the weapons as similar as possible. Your fundamentals are the same regardless of what type weapon you're using. It's just that the mag release might be in a different place, safety's in a different location, something like that. But especially your tactics, they're going to be the same pretty much regardless of the weapon you're using.
Tap rack and slide is tap rack and slide, right?
There you go.
Doesn't make any difference. Kathy.
Yes, sir.
What's your favorite class to teach out there? Anything in particular jump out?
Well, you know, there's always the off chance that my boss is listening, so the proper answer is all of them.
Oh, that's a great response. I hope your boss is listening, because we know your boss.
Really and truly, I get a special pleasure out of working with the women-only classes. I have assisted at most of the... In a lot of the handgun classes at different levels. There's certainly a lot of satisfaction in helping somebody who's already accomplished, you know, really, really tweak what they're doing to get it dialed in, to be faster, to be more accurate, to be sharper than they were before.
Right.
You know, that whole sharpening the edge thing, that's a lot of fun. But I really get my most satisfaction from working with the beginners, just to watch them as they come in and they're fearful and they're not really sure of themselves and they don't even know how to pick up the gun. You know, they kind of pick it up gingerly with the wrong hand, you know,
and
two fingers.
Kathy, hold for me for one second. We're going to lose Tiger after this break comes up. Tiger, I want you to have an opportunity to tell everybody again where to find your book and where to get you at Shoot Right online, the book, everything. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's ShootRight, ShootRite.org. They can contact us there. They can order our book off of there, see what classes we offer and all that type stuff. And if you have any questions, email us.
Yeah, and I'm on the site right now. It's really good stuff, and you get a really good flavor for what you guys teach. And I can now speak from personal experience how invigorating it is. The training is world class. I've experienced it myself, and I can't wait to get another taste of it. Tiger, thank you so much for joining us on Armed American Radio. I guarantee it will not be your only appearance. And we'll talk, especially after I get back out there and can spend a couple days. Don't turn the dial. We'll be right back on Armed American Radio with Kathy Jackson and Skip Coriel right after this break.
Going into battle, you would want all the ammunition for your gun you could get. But presently, ammunition and reloading supplies are in shortage. Now think about this. If you have no food, all the guns and ammunition will be useless against the population-controlled breadlines. In the present battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your most important and only true ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it, now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Will you buy it without proper identification? Will it make your children sick? Quarantine? Will you feed yourself or go to the gathering center for immunization? All of these problems disappear if you have a good supply of storable food. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. Storable food puts you in control. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, my name is Shirley Van Heese. I'm from Michigan, and I've been using Andy Willoughby's three-step plan for about 9 months. When I was introduced to the three-step plan, I saw the value of it, and I saw the potential in it. It offers an opportunity to provide some security that you can be in charge of. So many things are out of our control in today's economy, and if we can set ourselves up in business and we can secure our own future, then I guess we don't have to worry too much. We will get through whatever difficulties may lie ahead. I have never seen anything that has worked so wonderfully. I have seen the potential in it, and now it's becoming realization. And I have really seen great results. I'm feeling very positive about the future and very positive about the growth of my own particular business.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For more information, go to 3stepplan.com or call 888-366-5258. 888-366-5258.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, the Ordinary Guy columnist with Concealed Carry Magazine. I got a great email here I want to read to you from Mike out in Long Beach, California. I got a kick out of this, and we'll get to Mike in just a second. First, I want to comment how great it was to have Tiger McKee on this broadcast. He is a class act. His training was world class, and he is just an absolutely all-around class act individual and a nice guy, and I am really looking forward to spending more time working with Tiger McKee. Check him out on Personal Defense TV. Without a doubt, pick up the Book of Two Guns and get yourself over to shootright.org and take a look at that training. And for nothing else, rent a camper, pitch a tent, and stay at one of those places along that beautiful lake right down the road from him. He is in absolutely God's country. It's gorgeous. This email coming in, oh, let's do this first. Catch us at 877-956-9566. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Join the tons of people who are emailing us, or tweet me, tweet, twitter.com/AARmark. This comes into us from Mike in Long Beach, California. Mark, ideally for a defensive carbine, what does Tiger recommend for a sighting system, especially for 58-year-old eyes? Red dot, open iron, laser designator, or hire someone else to acquire the target? Remember, we here in California have people. That's from Mike in Long Beach, California, a.k.a. the PRK. Of course, he's referring to the People's Republic of California. Mike, I can't answer that question for him. I can tell you what he told me with the configuration of my weapon. And I had an EOTech, beautiful laser sight, but I had a carry handle on it. And his comment to me was, take the scope off, or take the red dot off, remove the carry handle, stick it on the rail. But we don't have time for that right now. Iron sights, keep the weapon as functional as possible with as less moving parts as possible, flip-ups the whole nine yards. Now, I'm going to forward that email to Tiger, and I'm sure he'll get back to you. We're joined back on Armed American Radio Network with Kathy Jackson, and we've now got Skip Coriel, the founder of the Second Amendment March, who's going to join us, and also Kathy and I's publisher, to talk about the progress there. Skip, welcome to Armed American Radio again. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again, Mark. I appreciate it.
Anytime, brother, anytime. Kathy, you're still with us, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, okay. I am. It's good to hear from you, Skip.
Well, it's good to hear your voice again, too, Kathy. I was listening to what you were saying in the last segment about your favorite things to teach, and you like to teach the basics, and you like to teach women. I got to tell you, I did a class last weekend, a basic concealed pistol license class. We had 27 students. 15 of those were women.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear.
It's Kathy, the trend.
Let's talk about the website for a second. We've got a lot of new listeners around the country tonight. Tucson, Arizona, we're welcoming to Armed American Radio this week. And new listeners up in Washington and in the Puget Sound area, and they're coast to coast, and more going to be lining up for the broadcast. Some of them have not heard you on this show. Talk about the Cornered Cat. Spill it. It's great stuff.
The Cornered Cat, it's corneredcat.com. No the in front of it. It is written expressly for women who are new to firearms, new to self-defense, and want to know more about it. I don't get into politics. It is strictly an informational site so that if you are involved with self-defense, involved with firearms, want to learn more about it, curious about it, you can come. I've got articles about the ethics, the morals, that sort of question. I've got articles about the fundamentals of shooting, and I've got articles about how to go around about finding a holster that will actually fit your body. And for a woman, that can be a huge topic.
And we see it in the magazines. It's a daunting task. Skip, we're going to move quick over to you. Second Amendment March. Where do we stand now for this event coming up in April in 2010?
We're making a lot of good headway. We now have state coordinators in 27 different states. Typically, we're adding about one state every week. We're still getting roughly around 50,000 unique visitors every week to our site, adding to our newsletter subscription. We're adding people to our advisory board. It's growing. We're getting a lot of support from 9-12ers, Tea Party type folks, so that kind of support is really growing, and we're meeting with the National Park Service here in 2 weeks to work on our permit application and process and find out all the things that we need to do for that. So we're a lot of logistics going on right now.
I want to take this opportunity to read an email that I got from you, Skip, last week. I forgot to tell you about our new son, born on Monday, named Phoenix Quinn Coriel, date of birth 10-19-09, 4:56 a.m., weight 6 pounds 5 ounces, height 20 inches, batting average 327. Mom and baby are resting peacefully. Dad is working his butt off. I'm not complaining. I'd never switch places. I'm with you on that one. Congratulations to you and your beautiful wife.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. That's not a bad batting average for a rookie, so we're pretty proud of that.
Definitely not. And Kathy, how many sons do you have?
I have 5 sons. We basically, somebody asked me, what in the world were you thinking to have 5 sons? I said, well, it's real simple. Rifle team.
And I want to make this point because we've discussed it before. 5 sons, obviously training at your home and safety is of the utmost importance. And with 5 kids in the house, as you've raised your family, and you discuss that in depth, in detail, from a woman's perspective on cornerkat.com, and it's really powerful stuff. So I encourage you to go out and check out that website. Skip, where can folks find you about the second? Where can they get the information on the Second Amendment March? And tell us a little bit about what's going to happen when that march occurs.
Sure. Just go to SecondAmendmentMarch.com. That's SecondAmendmentMarch.com. All letters, no numbers in there. You can subscribe to our newsletter there. It comes out every Wednesday. You can donate online. You can register as a volunteer. Right now, we've got Second Amendment town hall meetings going on all across the country. We've got state marches that are coming up in February. And then the big march in D.C. We just added a new speaker this past week. His name is Sheriff Richard Mack. He's involved with the Oath Keepers organization.
Out in Arizona.
Yes. And, I talked with him last week and listened to some of his speeches. I was really impressed with what he's doing with Oath Keepers, and he's becoming a very popular speaker all across the country, and he's going to be there Washington, D.C., on the big event. So we're excited to have Sheriff Richard Mack there.
Can I interrupt for a minute?
Please do.
Sure.
You gentlemen have been talking about the Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C., but I haven't heard a date yet. When is it?
Skip, go ahead.
April 19th. It's the anniversary, 235th anniversary of Lexington Concord.
Excellent. April 19th.
April 19th. Yep. April 19th. Plan on being out there if you possibly can. I want to mention very quickly, Keith in Sarasota has a question for Tiger about a laser on the pistol. Keith, I see you there. I see you on the screen. And I can't answer that question on his behalf. However, I am going to forward it to him. Catch me back on the email later this week, and we'll see to it that Tiger does answer your question, and I can assure you that he will. Okay, Skip, we got a couple minutes before we hear your good friend Ted Nugent's music here. What else can you tell us that's going on at White Feather Press, Second Amendment, anything else? Because we really want people to get active here, and we want people to get out there and go to this thing, for crying out loud.
Sure. Briefly, just want to mention that Lessons from Armed America is number one at White Feather Press. You're the number one seller, so that's good news.
Wow.
I also, if I can be so vain, is I want to plug my book that just came out this week. It's called Stalking Natalie, and it is a suspense thriller about a woman who's being stalked by a serial killer, and then she is befriended by an NRA instructor who ends up teaching her how to carry concealed, and at the climax of the novel, ends up trapped in an elevator with a serial killer. So I'm not going to tell you how it ends, but it's a pretty good read is what people are telling me. So that's on sale this week right now.
And Blood in the Streets, also another good one. I've read that myself. I think I have everything that you've written. I've worked my way through most of them. I'll tell you what, I'm actually on my third reading right now of Colonel Grossman's book on killing. I highly recommend that one, too. It's a really, really powerful read. If you ever get the opportunity, pick it up. Kathy, plug away. We've got about 50 seconds here before we hear some Nugent.
Well, I'm not real sure which. Do you want to hear about Lessons from Armed America again? Is that the...
I think I heard from him just a couple seconds ago everything else I needed to hear about it. By all means, get out there to whitefeatherpress.com and check it out. That's a really good feeling, Skip, to know that that's selling, the number one seller on White Feather. That's great to know. And I recommend that everybody take a look at it, of course, and, you know, that's from a personal opinion because I helped pen the thing. But I can tell you Blood in the Streets, Skip, is a really, really good read. So,
well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen across the United States, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. It is truly a pleasure to be in your cars, on your computers, in your living rooms, wherever you may be. We thank you for it. The program is growing by leaps and bounds and setting record paces across the United States every week. We've got new additions coming up. We hope to make those announcements very soon. Tucson, welcome. The desert, the cactus. I love you out there. You guys are the best. Skip Coriel, thank you so much. Kathy Jackson, thank you so much for joining us. And Tiger McKee, without a doubt, very powerful stuff. We will see you next week right here on Armed American Radio. Be here, same time, same channel. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Keep the faith. See you next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dark view.